Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and it's always a delight to have you here with me on the show. We are really excited about being here. We're excited about the fact that you took the time out of your day to join us here. And I say it all the time, and I'm going to say it again today. To all my faithful listeners, those of you who have been with me since day one on this journey, thank you so much. And that is so heartfelt. Thank you for your encouragement, for your care, for your love, for your suggestions. Thank you. I just give you a virtual hug and just want you to know you are so appreciated. And for those who may be new, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. This is a show where we do our best to enlighten, inform, and entertain. And you probably are wondering, how do we go about doing that? Well, for over 200 shows, yes, well over 200 shows, we have been bringing programming to you as it relates to building stronger businesses in the community. That was the goal of this platform. And we wanted to take a part in that by bringing programming in the areas of business development, workforce development, entertainment. If you're looking at pricing products or services, also tech news, and not only that, but industry trends. We've talked about that, business news, things that are going on in the news. But we also have talked about relationships, because I do believe that we are all relational. We need to know how to get along with people. We need to know what motivates people. We need to understand that it's not always about the process, but it's about the people. I learned that years ago in starting my business. I had the wonderful pleasure and opportunity to learn under a great administrator, a great leader, a great owner, business owner, great person. Taught me that when the process becomes more important than the people, there's a problem there. My dad taught me very well, and I'm so thankful for what I learned under his tutelage. And so, yes, we talk about that. But today we're going to be talking about a topic that I really enjoy talking about. In fact, it's a topic we're extending from a previous show, and we're talking about businesses that you can start for little or no money, but also businesses that you can start while you're working your current business. That's right. And I know some people think it can't be done. They don't know how. Well, I'm here to tell you it can be done. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the businesses that you can start for little or no money while you're currently working. Thank you so much again for joining me. This is Sharon.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the PeaceAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
This is Sharon, and I want to thank you so much for joining me today here on the show. Today we're talking about businesses that you can start for little or no money while you're currently working. And I want to share with you why I think it's important for you to know that. But before we do, I want to give you a word for this week. I want you to process this word. I want you to think about this word. I want you to look it up. Look up information that you can find relating to this one word. This one word can change your life. It really, really can. This one word, it can change your life. And that word is commitment. Commitment. What does it mean? What does that word mean? It means the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause, an activity. But the words I want you to listen to, it says quality, the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause or an activity or whatever, et cetera. And that word is so huge because if you are looking at starting a business or you're running your own business, you have got to make a commitment to several things. You need to understand that you will be committing yourself and dedicating yourself to many things. And what do I mean by that? Well, we talked a few weeks ago about having a vision and mission statement and goals for your company. If you want to run a successful business, you must make a commitment to that vision statement, that mission statement, those goals. You also have to make a commitment to your clients, to your staff. What type of commitment? You have to determine what that commitment will be. Either that commitment is going to be, we are going to improve our client retention services by 5% or 10%, or we're going to do our best to open up in new markets by providing excellent service in the markets that we currently work so that we can increase our productivity so that we can open up in new markets. You've got to make a commitment to a few things, goals, visions, your people, your clients. So I want you to resonate on that word this week, commitment. People have heard that word before, but don't really have a clear understanding of, one, what it means, and two, how to go about being committed to something. A lot of people are clueless as to the energy and the time and the effort it takes into being committed. And that's why some friendships fail. That's why some relationships fail. That's why some businesses fail, because there wasn't a commitment to the processes or the activities or the people. And sometimes the business may fail anyway, but guess what? Those who are committed get right back up and They form new vision statements, or they form new mission statements or new goals, and they continue to strive to be the best that they can be. So commitment. And that's the word I want you to resonate on this week. Commitment is a beautiful word. It's a powerful word. And when we come back from this break, we're going to dive right in. This is Sharon. Thank you for joining me. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon, and today we are talking about some of the best types of businesses that you can start while you are currently working. I know there are many of my listeners who are probably saying, you know what, I would love to start my own business, love to be my own boss. You would like to schedule appointments around your time as opposed to scheduling appointments around someone else's time. You would like to be self-sufficient, be able to take care of things on your own terms. I understand that. And so we're going to talk just a little bit today about a few businesses that you may be able to start on your own while you're currently working. And some of these things, some of these may resonate with you, some may not. But I'm just going to go through some of these and use the internet, use the website. There are some wonderful articles out there that you can use. Well, one of the types of businesses that you can start while you're currently working is graphic design. Mm-hmm. Graphic design. If you have a formal background in graphic design, that would be great. But you don't necessarily have to have a formal education in graphic design to get into that business. There are so many programs out there and free software that's out there on the internet that can help you look like a professional. So that is something that you might want to take a look into. And you know, when you see blogs or you see articles on the internet, or you go to shop at your favorite online store, or even if you go into a store, you see the images that go along with the product or the images that go along with the services or the commercials or the advertisement. That's part of graphic design. And there are people who actually create those those pictures or drawings, and some take the pictures, but sometimes people actually do freehand work, logos, things like business cards, and helping people to really look good on paper and on their websites. Graphic artists and graphic designers provide those services. And the wonderful thing about doing graphic design, you can do it right from home. You don't necessarily have to go into an office every week. You can do graphic design right from the comforts of your home. Web design is another area, and I'm going to go through these relatively quickly, so get your pen and paper. But these are some things that you might want to just jot down, things that you may want to look into if you're wanting to start your own business. Web development. And again, there are many people who have built websites or done website development with not formal education. They just learned either online, they learned or went to a class or two, or they just did it on their own. Web design. Now, it's awesome if you decide to go on and get some formal education, but if you are an artsy person and you're great with colors, you're great with designing things, you're great with placing things in places on websites or on paper that really looks good and grabs someone's attention, this may be for you. If you're an artist and you draw and you like those kinds of things, website design may be for you. In fact, it's probably one of the top side businesses out there today, along with anything internet. Mm-hmm. And there are some graphic design schools that you can go to, but you can also take some courses right online from the comforts of your own home. So websites. So most people today have websites. Most companies have websites. Some people even have their own personal websites. And if you are familiar with how to design templates and how to set up pages and how to set up links and audio files, then this may be something that is perfect for you to do on the side until you're generating enough business to replace your current income, and then you may want to do it on your own. And that's how quite a few people get started into business. They find something that they can do after their work hours and on the weekends or on the weekends. And then when that business picks up and they start making enough money that to the point that is actually the amount of money that they're making on their full-time job or maybe more because you have to count the benefits, some people decide, you know what, I'll just do this on my own. I'll do my own thing. So website development may be something you want to take a look into. If you are a writer, you enjoy lyrics, you enjoy writing poems, you enjoy storytelling, and you enjoy writing, and you enjoy reading books, then blogging may be an opportunity for you. Blogging, when you go to a website and you see articles on the sites that talk about how to do things or how to become better, or if you see articles that talk about how to use equipment, or it talks about products, it describes products and services, then someone blogged. Someone actually wrote those articles, and that may be something that you can do. So take a look into blogging. If that's something that you think you might enjoy doing, you can generate income from that. And if you're an Instagram person, you just enjoy being on Instagram, you may want to consider getting a job in marketing, Instagram marketing, or other social platform marketing. If you love Facebook, you just enjoy being on there, you're on there all the time, might as well make some money from it. So you may want to take a look at marketing on social media platforms. I know some of these are really, really good. In fact, some business owners actually have to have people to do these things for them. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to build the website. Someone has to design that website. Someone has to put those articles on the website. You know, everybody doesn't like doing that. So that may be a perfect opportunity for you to generate some income. Mm-hmm. Another area, and most of these are related to the internet digital services, but I promise you, you can do it. What if you like talking? You know, have you ever met someone that just loves to talk, they give advice, but actually give really good advice? And through their advice, they're able to help change someone's life. You may want to consider life coaching, but not just life coaching, but online coaching. Do you know that there are people who make money coaching online? Mm-hmm. All you have to do is determine, okay, what are you really good at, and is it something that you can do some one-on-one coaching? And then just leverage your idea with your business skills. And you may find that it could be very profitable for you. And one of the things that you have to really be careful of, and we may do a show on this, but you have to really make sure that you are targeting clients or prospects who will use your business, and you can somewhat measure the success that you're having with those clients. Because the last thing you want to do is waste your time targeting certain prospects or spending time with potential clients that really don't plan to use your services or really don't plan to give you what it is you're trying to help you with, what you're trying to accomplish. You're trying to help them, and in return, they, of course, compensate you for your time and your services. Don't waste your time. That's the bottom line. Don't waste your time working with people who really just want to get something free from you. They don't really want to use your service, so be really careful about that. Also, if you really enjoy talking, if you enjoy interviewing people, if you enjoy a certain topic that you would like to talk more about or you have extensive knowledge on, podcasting may be something that you want to do. And with podcasts, you can get sponsorships. You may be able to get memberships. You may get paid a certain amount of money. So that may be something that you may be interested in doing is podcasting. It's really fun. It's really fun to do podcasting. And, again, these are things that I think you just need to look into. Wow, that's quite a bit, isn't it? It really is, but there are so many opportunities out there. Maybe you enjoy helping people. Maybe you enjoy typing in and designing documents. You could possibly be a virtual assistant. If you love organizing things and you can stay organized and you're able to pull things together and keep people on task, you may want to look into being a virtual assistant. Oh, my goodness, there's so many opportunities that are out there. And when we come back from this short break, I'm going to share just a few more with you today. This is Sharon. Thank you for joining me.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again, so I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio, I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio, if you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app. Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and I am just so delighted that you decided to join me. And today we are talking about businesses that you can start while you're currently working your full-time job. If you've thought about starting your own business, or you said, you know what, I would love to be my own boss. I would love to be able to start this service because there's a gap in this community, and I think this is something we need. Well, this is the show for you, because today we're talking about some businesses you can start why are you currently working? And the whole purpose of doing that is to kind of test to see if it's something that you might enjoy being committed to. You know, just kind of test to see before you just jump out there. Keep your full-time job or your part-time job and just kind of test the market. And then when you see that you're gaining some momentum, you're generating clients, you're generating revenue, when that revenue starts to match what you're currently making, and then you're able to not only match your salary, but you're also able to take care of your benefits and all those types of things, you may be ready to launch your own business. And then you may want to just start up from scratch. If you have money saved and you can do that, you may want to do that. But if you miss some of the ideas that we've given, just go back to our archived shows and you can listen to it. But we're going to finish with a couple of these tax preparation. If you're good at accounting or if you have a formal education as it relates to tax preparation, or if you've taken classes or courses, or if you've taken business school and this is something that you really enjoy, you enjoy numbers, maybe you can consider doing tax preparations. You know, people want to have their taxes done. Some people don't feel comfortable doing their own taxes. And so people, businesses need their taxes done. So that may be something that you may want to consider as a side business. Also, another thing that I think is really, really awesome, and that's teaching as a second language. Maybe you can tutor English remotely. Do you know that there are people who do that? You can take your skills and let them work for you after work hours. So if you have accreditation or if you have formal education as far as teaching, you may want to consider that. There are some places, some countries that are willing to pay upwards of $25 an hour for you to teach them how to speak English. Something to consider. Now, if you're really, really good, you're a really good teacher, and you can maybe tutor for the SAT test. Oh, my goodness, there are students who are having trouble with their ACTs, their SATs, their college entrance exams, and they need help. And parents are sometimes willing to pay upwards of $100 an hour for the right tutor. If it means that their children are going to get admitted to college or university of their choice, they are willing to pay. So that may be something you want to consider. Also, social media management. Oh, my goodness, this is huge today because, as you notice, social media is becoming very popular. People are really on social media. Practically everybody is on some social media platform. And so businesses are making quite a bit of money with that. They're advertising. They're also hiring people through social media. So managing a company's social media or someone's social media may be just the job you've been looking for. So that may be something that you want to consider. But not just social media management, but digital marketing management, period, or even marketing, which also encompasses digital marketing and social media marketing. For those of you who love to travel, yes, there's probably a job for you too. If you have traveled and you enjoy traveling and you love telling people about the best places to go in a city or country or on a particular continent, then travel consulting may be good for you. Yeah. Oh, my goodness, I tell you, there are just so many things. Interior design, if you love colors, if you love putting things together, furniture and all that kind of stuff, and people have told you you have just an awesome talent for designing and colors and making a place look homey or business look awesome, you may want to consider interior design. Oh, my goodness, there's so many things out there that you can consider doing as a side business and then maybe go into it full time. You know, my dad used to tell me years ago when I started my business, he said, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. I'm encouraging you to do that today. Surround yourself by people who know more than you do and get started. And remember the word for the week, commitment, commitment. And you can do it. Now go out there and have yourself a productive week. Thank you so much again for joining me. This is Sharon.